So on Kinship Radio now, we're highlighting the transformative power of God's Word through the Bibles for Africa campaign with the Bible League. And we have Michael Woolworth from Bible League International joining us. And I know you've got some great stories to share, Michael. Thank you for coming on with us again.
Well, Ryan, we're simply connecting you and your wonderful listeners to unmet Bible needs. God is truly at work in Africa, the part of the world where Christianity is growing in the greatest numbers. And yet, 9 of 10 new believers in many of the sub-Saharan African countries where Bible League serves go without a Bible. But again, enter the Kinship Radio listening family. Let me mention a couple of people praying for Bibles today. Olivette is a widowed day laborer near Zimbabwe, Africa. Her husband was killed in an agricultural accident, but a friend just came to her side, helped her grieve, introduced her to Jesus. Today, Olivette is praying for a Bible in the Shona language. A woman by the name of Christine is a former atheist in Tanzania. That's in the heart of Africa. It's home to Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain range in Africa, Ryan. But this woman fell seriously ill. There was a neighbor, a Christian, who nursed her back to health, introduced her to Christ, and today the woman, Christine, is praying for a Bible. And then some Kinship listeners doing something about it. Steve, Lorraine, Spencer, Gary, Daniel, Lisa have all said, you know what, we want to be a part of this. They've made their gifts. They've done it in Christian love. They do in faith, Ryan, believing that God's Word goes forth. It will not return void. It'll accomplish God's purposes all over the continent of Africa, just as we read in Isaiah 55. And so we're grateful for every single gift today. We've seen about 50% of the need met. We've got the other 50% to take care of. And Ryan, we're praying that we can get it done and do it in the days to come.
Hey, Michael, a quick question. You mentioned there that it was in her language. How many of these Bibles are actually in the language of the people that are receiving them?
Well, most of these are not English speakers, Ryan, because people hear us on the radio. They sometimes rush down to the station with a box of English Bibles. Maybe they've upgraded the pew Bible at church. But if you don't speak English, an English Bible does you no good. But that's where God has mobilized Bible League for 87 years. We provide the Bible in the language of the receiver. It's at a level they can understand, plus the training that comes with it, understanding what it means to walk with Christ in the first few days of your walk with Him. And so Bible League is there. We're connecting to it with the under-resourced church. And Ryan, they don't lack any love for the Lord or for others to see others come to the hope of the gospel. What they lack is what? Resources, access to the Bible, but enter the Kinship Radio listening family, and call by call, click by click, we're getting it done for 2,000 Bibleist believers that we know by name all across Africa.
Hey, you could be a part of these life-changing stories that we're hearing from Michael. Donate today by calling 800-YES-WORD, or you can also go visit kinshipradio.org.